With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Governor Steve Bullock made an appearance at the Iowa State Fair Thursday. He gave a speech at the Des Moines Register's Political Soapbox event. It's an event politicians go to when they're at least thinking about running for president. Here's how Bullock responded when someone asked him if that's what he's doing.
I do have a story of how I've been able to bring people together, and I think that's in part what our country desperately needs. I will tell you, I haven't just gone to Iowa. Before I even went to Iowa, I went to places like Michigan and Wisconsin. 2 weeks ago, Arkansas, as an example, had a Democratic governor, had a Democratic legislature. It's fundamentally changed. Now, the values of the people have not changed. So right now, what I'm doing is listening, and that's honestly as far as it goes. But I've been so actually blessed with the opportunity both to come to places like here in Iowa. I'm blessed to have a friend like Tom Miller, who's the Attorney General, who I got to serve with when I was AG. And I've had the opportunity to learn more than so there isn't. That's as far as it goes right now.
Some Democrats think Bullock has a future in national politics because of what he talks about here.
If you look back to the 2016 election, Donald Trump took Montana by 20 points. I was up for re-election. I won by 4. The only Democrat in the country to get reelected in a state where Donald Trump won, 25 to 30% of my voters, or 20 to 30% of my voters also voted for Donald Trump.
After his speech, a reporter asked Governor Bullock what he thinks he has in common with President Trump that caused Montanans to vote for both of them despite their political differences.
It wasn't what do I have in common with the president, but I think, first of all, I showed up in places that there just wasn't Democrats. I engaged and I listened. I talked about the values that we ought to be fighting for. And I think that a good chunk of those voters, they might have had to overlook things that they didn't necessarily like about me, but they knew that I would be fighting to try to make their lives better.
In his speech, Bullock addressed his party's political losses in recent years.
The Democratic Party didn't necessarily change. We just haven't been able to figure out the ways to be speaking to folks off of the coasts. And if we can't speak the language of Iowa or Michigan or Wisconsin and others, even if you can get an electoral majority, you're never going to have a governing majority.
Bullock spent a lot of his speech talking about dark money in elections. That's campaign spending from sources who don't have to reveal their identities, and how prohibitions against dark money have been getting rolled back since the Citizens United ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Bullock talked about how, as Montana's Attorney General, his name was on that Supreme Court decision in which the court ruled against him. Bullock also mentioned a U.S. Treasury Department rule change further loosening campaign finance reporting rules.
The Treasury Secretary stood up and said, you know, there's been this rule in place that these 501c4s, these corporations that get involved in politics, that they have to disclose their donors to the IRS. And we're going to repeal that rule. That was a month ago today. Think about this. Now, truly, a Russian could write a check and influence our elections. We would never even know. This rule was around since 1971. Richard Nixon was not kind of the model of good government and transparency. So we can accept this as like this is the new, that corporations can control any part of our elections, any part of the process, or we can do something about it. That's another area where then this that I and my Department of Revenue sued in federal court. That case is pending, and I think that we will be able to roll that back.
You can listen to the entire speech Governor Steve Bullock gave at the Iowa State Fair Thursday and to his answers to questions from reporters on our website, mtpr.org. Thanks to Iowa Public Radio for sharing that audio with us. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.